In the aftermath of the resonance cascade, a storm phenomenon occurs all over the world, but this is not just an ordinary storm. Portal storms. These massive events were described as bringing alien creatures and objects to Earth, which began to terrorize the countryside, forcing humanity to seek shelter in its cities. This strange phenomenon is capable of inflicting severe structural damage to objects such as buildings and bridges. The U.S. activated the emergency alert system and suggested the public to stay indoors and save some food supplies. The National Weather Service, along with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, have been pulling together resources along with satellite telemetry data to help better predict the patterns of portal storms that have been forming. The UN Disaster Assessment and Coordination Department has already estimated the deaths of millions worldwide following deadly portal storms. NATO emergency meetings on extraterrestrial threat were held to discuss portal storms' consequences. The US and NATO have recognized the severity of the threat posed by the portal storms and declared DEFCON 1 as a way to mobilize all available resources and personnel to resist any threat. The UN tries to track the pattern of the portal storms by monitoring the occurrence of the storms and attempting to identify any patterns or triggers. However, there was no pattern discovered on where or when a portal would open, and scientists were still investigating the origins of the storms, with theories including meteorological effects of climate change or clandestine scientific experiments. It is possible that scientists and engineers from various governments and organizations work together to develop a device or weapon that could disrupt the energy of the portals. Military forces attempted to physically close the portals using explosives or other means. Despite these efforts, the portal storms continued to occur and caused significant damage to the environment and infrastructure, leading to widespread chaos and destruction. The United Nations played a crucial role in coordinating the global response to the portal storm's occurrence. The UN established a central command center to share information with other governments and organizations around the world. The governments and the United Nations also established protection centers to deal with the alien creatures that were being teleported through the portals. These centers were used to contain and provide a safe place for civilians during the portal storms. The UN also provided resources and support to the governments that were most affected by the storms, helping them to establish protection centers and implement effective countermeasures. Before the ground invasion, the Combine sent projectiles from space, destroying major buildings across the planet, and then sent an initial unit to begin the invasion, using portal storms to navigate the planet and attack multiple regions at once, overwhelming human forces. The widespread damage caused by portal storms made it difficult for military forces to move and launch counterattacks. World power presidents are coordinating every next move in response to the seven-hour war. High-ranking U.S. officials advise the UN to not seek negotiations and to resist this force with unity. The United States and other nations used tactical nuclear weapons in a desperate attempt to slow down the Combine's advance. These weapons were deployed by air rather than ICBM, which could have limited their effectiveness. The United Nations has provided logistical support, resources, or intelligence to various governments and military forces that were fighting against the Combine. The Combine used shock tactics and teleported large numbers of troops into major cities, enabling them to take over the world faster than Earth's forces could be in order and fight back. This caught the United States off guard, allowing the Combine to quickly take control of major cities and strategic locations. The United States and South American human forces defeats led to the advancement of the Combine invasion into the European and African continent. NATO, as a major military alliance, has been heavily involved in the response to the Combine invasion before the UN. NATO has deployed its forces to affected areas to counter any threats, as well as to provide aid and support to civilians. Despite these efforts, NATO was unable to effectively resist the Combine's invasion, which led to the UN being the last standing major power. Multiple major world cities continue hit by explosive projectiles. The Combine's initial actions, such as sending projectiles from space and overwhelming human forces with their superior technology and vast army, have been perceived as aggressive and hostile by the United Nations. The UN Security Council emergency session called in about the future of humanity and the current alien invasion. The UN now agreed to recognize the severity of the threat posed by the Combine. The United Nations declared war on the Combine due to the threat the Combine posed to the sovereignty and autonomy of Earth's governments. The United Nations deployed a significant number of soldiers in an attempt to protect their respective regions and resist the Combine's invasion after the U.S. and NATO's defeats. Given the devastating consequences of the war, it is likely that the remaining world government would have wanted to present a unified front and assure the remaining population that they were doing everything in their power to protect them. The United Nations, the governing body of the world, rallied its forces to resist the Combine's invasion. Soldiers from all corners of the globe banded together, determined to protect their home planet last minute. They stated that they had no choice but to go to war in order to protect their sovereignty and the rights of their citizens. The United Nations went to war as a last-ditch effort to protect the planet and its inhabitants from the Combine's invasion. The UN has also been facing a lack of unity among the various governments of Earth, which may have made it difficult to coordinate a unified response to the Combine's invasion. Despite these challenges, the United Nations and other human forces continued to fight against the Combine, hoping to turn the tide of the war and save humanity from subjugation. Volunteer militias also sprung up to fight against the Combine. The UN, along with other remaining allied forces, engaged in fierce battles against the Combine. Despite the overwhelming odds, they managed to inflict significant damage on the invading forces. The United Nations knew that they had to use all available resources to resist the invasion, including their nuclear arsenal. They dropped a significant number of nuclear bombs, but the Combine was able to counteract their effects with their advanced technology. The Combine may have developed a technology that was capable of shielding their forces and infrastructure from the effects of nuclear weapons, allowing them to continue their invasion. The UN's ability to resist the invasion quickly became stretched and close to breaking point. The Combine's superior technology and vast army proved to be too much for the human forces to handle. The human forces also were no match for the Combine's advanced technology and a vast army. The battle raged on for 7 hours, with the human forces fighting continuously, but unable to hold back the front of the Combine's invasion. The United Nations attempts to resist the invasion were in vain, and the Combine quickly established control over the entire planet. The war resulted in a large human death toll and the beginning of the Combine occupation of Earth. The UN declared surrender as the Combine took control of key strategic locations. The United Nations' role in the 7-hour war itself is not as effective as it seems, as the invasion was too quick for any armies or forces to be organized. The United Nations is mentioned as having established communications with the Combine. Dr. Wallace Breen, a former Black Mesa Research Facility administrator, negotiated a surrender with the Combine on behalf of the UN. Breen was given full autonomy to negotiate peace at all costs, and the UN, along with the entirety of the governments of Earth, resulted in an unconditional surrender. Dr. Wallace Breen addresses the UN General Assembly. Breen's actions were met with criticism, as some professionals accused him of betraying humankind and stated that the treaty established humanity as vassals. Breen's appointment as the interim administrator of Earth was a significant step in the aftermath of the war, as it established a new form of governance for the human population under the Combine's rule. One territory has a Combine occupation zone, and another is a quarantine zone for the Combine to contain Zen wildlife. The UN still attempted to care for the remaining human population. They now have been more involved in the reconstruction of cities and the resettlement of the human population. The UN Development Program, UNDP, under the supervision of the Combine, deployed personnel on the ground to assist in the recovery efforts. The surviving population of the Seven-Hour War had to live a life with no government or official armed forces. The Combine's rule was harsh and oppressive, with humans living a life of servitude and their reproductive abilities removed, while humans that caught posed any kind of resistance were forced to join the Combine Empire in terrifying ways. It is possible that the United Nations or other international organizations attempted to negotiate a new peace treaty with the Combine in an attempt to secure better conditions for the human population or to work towards eventual independence. The Combine's victory in the Seven-Hour War led to the dissolution of all nations and the subjugation of humanity. The establishment of Overwatch after the Seven-Hour War was a strategic move by the Combine to maintain control over the human population. By dissolving or integrating human militaries into Overwatch, the Combine was able to centralize its control over security and law enforcement, making it easier to maintain order and suppress any resistance movements. The Combine's control extended beyond just the military, as they declared Dr. Wallace Breen as an interim administrator to project their propaganda and keep humanity in line. This theory suggests that the Combine's victory was not only due to their advanced technology and military tactics, but also their ability to effectively control and manipulate the human population.